Good morning.
Good morning.
Sen bana kızıp,
yes, we met in June.
Eylem Zeliha Yıldız. She's a grad student finishing this year. In fact, she finished published her thesis. She's getting out this year. She's one of the claimants in one of the OIE cases where the institutional equity decided that math department is violating anti-discrimination principles of Michigan State University. So she insisted coming in here. I didn't refuse
mind.
It. She'll just be quite observant.
So in the dismissal for cause process, before I make a recommendation to the panel about how to proceed, whether or not to proceed with the case, you have this opportunity to talk with me about your circumstances in ways that you believe might influence my decision. So I am not speaking today. I'm listening. I've read all the materials, but I am happy for the next few minutes to listen to your perspective.
My experience is it's usually been like this. The university officers invite me to their office, they take notes, they don't speak. I mean, it is one of those things. You invited me here for a reason, and then if you found a reason to dismiss me, at least tell me those reasons, because I haven't done anything. I taught a course, very successful course in my career. I mean, this catapulted into this thing, this crazy thing, and there's no explanation to this. It is, you know, I mean, I explained it so many times, Associate Provost Terry Curry, 5 times with all the documents, tape recorders, I put it online, Dropbox for him to listen. He just listens, he takes notes, nothing happens. I mean, I think there are some serious things happened. I would like that those things to be corrected. They attempted to disturb my course, chair attempted to disturb my course. Reason, I think, I was critical of his administration and Dean Kirkpatrick. I can tell you what their violations were, because as a faculty, I feel I have a responsibility to raise my voice if there are violations, you know, in discrimination, hiring, those kind of things. I did raise my voice, and they told me they are retaliating me. I have this in recording. You see, all of a sudden my courses, you know, he tried to cancel my course and all these things happened. And then the reason, he could have just said, I'm using my authority to cancel your course. Then I could have argued with you differently, like university violating contractual agreements with me as a professor, because we have certain amount of teaching loads and then responsibilities. No, he said, I'm canceling because of this reason and that reason. And reason one is your grant is encumbered, has nothing to do with teaching this course. Two, there are not enough students. It's a cat and mouse game. He's not allowing students to enroll because he's saying my grant is encumbered. Somehow he's finding some way of connecting them. And then this went on and on. And Terry told me, I came here, you have 2 ways you can do this. Either you can teach another course top of all this heavy, because we have a heavy teaching load semester and a light teaching load semester. We teach 2 and 1. So this was a 2. And one of the courses, very serious course, that I wrote a book published in Oxford University Press. I had 2 PhDs graduate in this course. This course was prepared months ahead of time. All the 5 students attending that course, I sent them with my grant to New York, to Research Institute Simon Center, to get prepared for this course, the conference. So he just attempted to make this course non-existent. And then he claimed these 2 reasons. And then Terry told me, you can go to a faculty grievance office while you are teaching your 3 courses, or teach 2 courses, take a risk, and then if you feel you are correct. I said, yeah, okay. I didn't do anything. There are the students. This is the course I'm teaching. This is my teaching load. I showed you the teaching load in a brief meeting. Then the grievance office, Mr. Donahue, tells me, go get a lawyer, a counselor, he called it, for this to happen. And then I just went random counselor. You know, I don't want to be on the other side than you. I would like to think I'm on the same side, the university probably working properly. But he said, this is counselor, I need this counselor. So cost me over $3,000, $3,500, to write some recital, something. Submitted to faculty grievance office, feeling no worries, because nothing wrong what I've done. Then months later, faculty grievance office, Daniel told me, they decided against holding a hearing. Normally you have a hearing and put the documents, you know, course registration and grants, and then he decided that they are not going to have a hearing. Then I go, I came back here, Terry, thinking that he's on my side or the university side. He said, oh, Akbulut, there's only one thing you can do. You have to have, you can have university review process. Who conducts this? The dean conducts this. But I told Terry, Dean Kilpatrick and the chair are doing this to me, because I was critical of Kilpatrick and the chair. In fact, the chair promised, told me right in the beginning, don't even attempt to talk to Dean. We work together. So I told this Terry, this is absurd for me to have him write, conduct a review. He said, don't worry about it. There could be, you know, it's more likely it will be fair review. So I went reluctantly to ask him to conduct the review. I put the documents. It is all on my website. You've probably seen it. All these things happened. And then he goes, assigns, tells the chair to form a review committee. Kilpatrick tells Promislaw, they are the two harassing me, teaching, to conduct a hearing committee. I'm still, the review committee. I'm still thinking, there's still hope, because I'm in the advisor committee in the math department. So the chair told the advisor committee, you should come help me do this thing, except Akbulut. Akbulut should not be in here. And I told the chair, I mean, they are investigating my grant record, my class record. How can you silence me? You should at least ask me to talk with me. They said, no, it is a dean's instructions. This is not a grievance process. It's a review process. We are not supposed to talk to you. You are out. So then few people left, and the chair promised, they conducted the review and gave it to dean. I think it is incredibly unfair thing. Then they gave a report. A report, it is on my website. It is outright fraud. It is saying that my grant is encumbered and the student records shows that they are not students in there. That's what it is I put in my website. And this is so amazing. I mean, it is so easy for Terry or you to find out. Just tell one of your secretaries. It will take 5 minutes to go to university computers, download all the NSF records to see that my grants never was encumbered, and students, in fact, I had the most number of students in 900 courses than compared to other ones, even though they were trying to obstruct students getting in the course. So there is no such issue. So that's what I've been asking the chair, please correct us. I mean, it is here. I don't know, I hate to just bring all the documents, I mean, because it will complicate this. I mean, it says they wrote a review. According to the records, the post-award staff in mathematics, October 20, 2014, Professor Akbulut did not have funds available that were not already committed elsewhere. I mean, I download all the records, NSF records, and I go to financial secretary, make a example, please write a memo to me. She wrote a memo saying that this grant has $85,000 in it. I mean, it is in here. And then, despite this indication that Professor Akbulut's attempt to use was fully, the grant was fully encumbered. I mean, this is fraud. This is university header, the dean's administrative review report. And then it says, it goes on to say that Akbulut class was not another claim. Pertinent to whether the course cancellation policy was fairly and uniformly implemented is that several graduate courses in spring 2015 ran with enrollment under 5, the requirement which Professor Akbulut failed to meet, which is wrong, exempting any qualifying exam courses, which are expired, we obtained timestamp spreadsheet with enrollment numbers at the time of the course cancellation decision, check that all courses which ran in spring 2015 fulfilled the required of the policy. In fact, if you have the records, registration records, all the other courses, there are courses with 3 students in it and 4 students in it, 3 students in it. This one had 5 students and they were trying to prevent the 5th student saying that there's a problem with my grant, NSF grant.
They she prevent was the sixth student.
Six, there were 7. In fact, there's a list, I submitted to you when I met you. There was all 7 students wanting to take. One by one, they were trying to, obstruct them. Yeah. And then the students made objected. They wrote a letter to the chair, math department. All the seven students in here, I gave you this already.
Yes.
And then this lawyer that faculty grievance office made me to hire, he told me, go get them file affidavits, 1, 2, 3. But all the students, while I'm teaching this course, all they filled affidavit, they were in class in present. Mm-hmm. And then these are 7 students, before it was reduced to 5, writing an open letter, please let us take the course. And then there are a couple of cases, another appeal in here for students. It shouldn't be. Students here to do their PhDs. I mean, they should. They are not here to do politics and go to, the lawyer's office and sign affidavits. This is unfair to them and to me. I had not only students. I had a visitor from Japan. I have a visitor from Iran. There were this visiting faculty. There was very exciting course for my academic life. I shouldn't have been put in this situation like this. Now 5 years later, I mean. Every day is like every few months I'm getting another penalty because the chair feels that I embarrassed him, so he's going to get back to me in some way. So he just every few months he is preventing my sabbatical. I mean, sabbatical is very important for our lives to get to make contact with other people. And still, like in the fall semester, I don't know what I will do my sabbatical. I made all these arrangements. He prevented saying he's, I don't even know this happened, it's in your table, in your, to decide. And then he's reducing my salary, 60, half of my salary. Already my salary was reduced. And then every few months he's going on like this. I think we are in serious problem with this chair. I don't know how to say. I think this university went 20 years without being able to call abuser and abuser. Rapist, because it is so incredible. You can't believe how can this happen. We are in that kind of situation in math department. This person openly lies. She is in this class. She was in the very from the beginning. It is incredible. He changes records. As I'm telling you, I don't believe in my voice. It sounds so incredible. Like he decided to give me no salary increases, some reason of his own. And then he writes there, I'm a terrible undergraduate teacher. And then there's only one review evaluation in my undergraduate class. In that semester, I also taught a very successful undergraduate class, complex analysis. I can't believe there are 15 students. I know I handed the evaluations. One. So somebody told me, our computer person told me, go to a scoring office. There's a scoring office in the university. They check. So I vet them. They said, no, they cannot. The evaluation can never lose. Cannot lose. They come with the computer, stamped papers. I had them trace. It turns out chair changed the number from 425 undergraduate course number to some seminar number. It is in their OE report. I mean, this is so incredible he will even attempt this. Because he's making, in his mind, association. Because he canceled this course, then he's able to create another one, put these numbers to there. And all of a sudden, I have no records at being a good teacher for 25. If you look at my evaluations, they're excellent. I'm one of the most popular teachers in undergraduate courses. And I value them very well. And then he just openly says he's giving me 0 increase, and he's saying that diversity to expose the mathematics other places. What is that called? The There's a word for this. Outreach. Your outreach, terrible. While I'm having a graduate, international graduate workshops in Stanford and Institute for, you know, MSRI and in Minnesota, all over the world, Miami, because I had a grant. I had three grants. I was carrying three grants. And then, I mean, it's crazy to tell me I have outreaches. But I arrange seminars, conferences in New York, Simon Center, math, physics, theoretical physics and math. And all the students, I arrange them to be supported, went there, plus the conference. And then he's giving me bad outreach, badness. And then he just, all along, he's telling me there's nothing I can do because Dean's office is with him. I can produce you proof of this, that he's telling me these things. It is so incredible. I don't know what to do. I feel if I get these grants, you know, I have three grants at the time. I still have grants, and it is all, it's a so hard process for me to use my grants. They make these excuses to use my grants, and then while they exist, they say it doesn't exist, and that it went many years like this. NSF gives us this money so that we can stimulate students, open these classes, research classes, invite speakers and invite visitors, so that it's stimulating atmosphere. It shouldn't be like a pain carrying a grant. I mean, my grant administrator, Johanna, she told me, this is incredible, I don't believe why they do this. I mean, some other graduate student I had, he successfully defended his thesis this year, proved a big theorem, got a job in Rochester. They're not paying his travel. They say, no, we have a rule, there's some things, I'm calling Washington, D.C., Johanna says, I don't know what to do. And then she sends a letter saying that it's okay, you can pay grad students from this grant. I finally got him paid, but I think this shouldn't be like this. University gets all this overhead to enable to distribute these grants, help us with these grants, not use them as a retaliation tools. So that's basically the thing. And now, most recently, when I asked them, could you please correct this, you know, these things, he charged me that I am bullying him. I am threatening him and insulting him. All of a sudden, beginning of summer, there was no reason at all. I was called a meeting in this building, part of another step towards dismissal with cause. So I went to this meeting. I feel so confident because I haven't done anything other than asking this to correct this. There were three faculty, Terry Curry sitting there, assistant professor in nursing and assistant professor in history and associate professor in art or something like this. They don't know anything about me. And I asked them, why am I here? Well, you threatened, insulted somebody, we understand. My question was, could you please produce one sentence, one email, something that I've done this? Because I'm a mathematician, I'm very careful. If I say something, I can be liable. So I'm very, very careful writing this, but I'm stern. I asked them to correct my records. They couldn't. They say, but we know, we don't have to. And that was the end of the meeting. And then a week later, I got their report. I'm justified, they're justified punishing me another salary cut because I insulted faculty. I mean, it is so unbelievable to me. It is incredible. I mean, this now all of a sudden another stage passed. And then the next one, I was talking with that person representing you from Brazil. I mean, this is coming one after another. Now I'm here to be fired from university for insulting and threatening people. I mean, may I ask you a question? If you know for fact somebody distorted your record, your academic record, these NSF things are very important because encumbrance is like close to theft. You know, I don't want that to be in my record. If somebody does this, do you feel you have a right to ask them to correct it?
I do.
And I asked. And then that constitutes as me threatening them. And then
let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Are you, in your view, are you suggesting that nothing that you wrote or none of your behavior in the last 3 years has been disruptive or inflammatory or insulting or bullying.
Okay, I answer you with question. Could you produce one sentence that we can go over, which I did this.
So that's what I'm asking.
That's
you
what I did.
You do not see anything, you don't deem anything that you've done in the last 3 years.
I think if there are, you know, the 100 faculty, you know, 500 faculty university, there's 500 ways of expressing things. We are not machines. We don't, you know, some people use a little bit more colorful language than others, and others talk like a computer, whatever. But in my case, I'm a mathematician. I'm very much aware that where the line is. I mean, when I called, there's a lying, I know lying is very, very serious. Very serious thing. So if I wasn't 100% sure that the statements were lies, because he tells me there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do rather than correcting it. So what would you... I sat across the table with Tomlinson, who is supposed to be one of these chairs, and he looked all these documents. I asked him, he found this lying. He said this can be disruptive, impugning reputation. I asked him, could you please put find a word that will replace this? He said, saying the truth, not saying the truth, knowingly not saying the truth. I mean, if I look at the dictionary, do the Google, that's the definition of lying. I mean, I know this, but I take a chance, you know, because just imagine, I've been here, I've been going through this 5 years without having any hearing, because all these things are like, I call this kangaroo court, because I'm in front of people, they tell me I insulted without showing anything in there. All the times I don't bring any lawyer, anything like this, I really feel like I can't change university from within, because this university went many, many years victimizing some people. You have to accept this, you know, that's happened. And I know some of these people, I talked to some of these people. The common things are this, they complain about something. They're sent to some office, the office sends them some other office. They feel their case has not heard, not been heard. Like this case. If if I say this lying, this is a lie, the reason I say the lie, here's my grant records from all the things you can get from university computers. None of the grants are encumbered. So therefore, if he says your grant is encumbered, that's why I'm disturbing your course. So that's a lie for me, so that I can prove it.
In your grant, for what purpose was the money applied? You must have indicated
three grants.
In a budget.
Yes.
You must have indicated
in
a budget use of that money.
Yes. Yes, this money is can be used for buying off the student teaching, grad students teaching, inviting faculty, sending grad students to the research semesters, and then organizing conferences. I've done all. I had three grants. I'm one of the biggest grant receiver in the math department, and I'm proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is because I had a good environment, I had good people around me. I hope this will continue with this. There's no issue that I am using this grant which is not assigned to. I'm very close contact with Johanna, with my administrator in NSF. And I go back, I've been getting grants 30 years. And I hope it will continue. So that's my answer to you.
Well, I have to read all the materials. I have not read the entire set of materials that have come forward. I've read many of them because you've copied me on many things over the time. I have to read the materials, and then I have to make a recommendation.
I appreciate it. I put these materials on my website, and one of the things he did is close my website. I had to buy a website, and even though I use my website to communicate students, put my lecture notes and book manuscripts I'm writing, and I'm off of the university, out, and so I had to buy a new website. There you can, all these documents, timelined. It is in the very organized fashion. You can look at them one by one in there. I also would like to ask you one question. When you see this, I mean, this was a surprise that you sent me, that this five the chair and his five, I don't know, lack of good words, five henchmen, writing these letters, do you think...
You don't think calling faculty who volunteer for these really hard roles and try to be objective, they didn't know you, they didn't have a bias before
they
met you.
They know me very well.
And then they you call them henchmen.
You know, they know me very well. And I know what they tell about me, attributes to me, is completely wrong, completely unfair. If you look at these letters, do you see normal letters? Do you see hate letters? I mean, these are only thing, the only points in there. We can go line by line. Akbulut writes too many emails, and he's a toxic figure in our department. Can you see? Can you show me anything in value in concrete terms? All five letters, it looks like they came out of same group of people, including to our secretaries. I mean, the secretaries extremely helpful to me. I'm amazed they can get these secretaries write letters like this. To me, it's very suspicious, because the secretaries are seeing me, say, Akbulut, how are you? We are glad to see you. We will do it when I ask them things. All of a sudden, I see this letter, Akbulut. I mean, this is, they are supposed to be my inferior. They are helping me in this respect. And they would never do that. That just doesn't make sense. This
Do you find it surprising that the same people went to the OIE during the student case, make disgusting comments about the students with no facts? For instance, Beth Covisto, and she was just awarded as a distinguished staff after those two cases. She has nothing to do with us normally. She went to OIE office to protect Wolfson, and she made like disgusting reviews about the grad students. I really don't accept none of those comments. They were like, that guy that Beth was talking about him left the department, left the unit. Just put yourself in shoes of that guy and read that report like somebody is talking about you. You're a pervert. You're following the secretary. You're threatening them. Like, it's like, I mean, they just express in a really unacceptable way.
This is our award-winning secretary.
I don't believe that people read that reports carefully. And it's not coincidence that all the people are the same people like running all the department, like all the units. They hold all the funds, like, I mean, they are in the power. They cannot play, they are the victims.
The individuals who, if this case goes forward, there will be a set of individuals that read all of this and they'll have nothing to do with the department. They won't have any history, they won't be in charge of anything, they won't be in charge of any funds. And you know, I think you know, you've been here long enough to know that revoking someone's tenure is an incredibly rare thing.
Rare thing.
There have been one in the last 2 years.
And this will be the unique case in the world, revoking somebody's tenure for teaching a grad course.
Well, no, that's not why.
That's why.
That's exactly why. She was in the class.
That's starting.
She knows.
Yes, it did start it. Yes, it did start it. What actually, it did start it. And whether that was right or wrong, and
not
we
wrong.
Can prove,
it was
fine.
Wrong.
You were assigned another course, and you didn't go.
This is not my assignment. My assignment is written in here.
You were assigned a course, and you didn't go.
My assignment is in here. I submitted to you. This is the professor Akbulut. This is your assignment. I taught my assignment. It is nothing more, nothing less.
Come on, we cannot argue in that way. You can do anything. You have the power. We accept. You have to accept that. You have the power.
Listen,
you can do that.
I allowed you in here under the condition that you did not speak because this is
you
our
should
conversation.
Stay. You should not
and
speak.
You have violated that.
Okay you violated.
So this is not about power.
Sure.
Thank you.
I am trying to be fair
One
with you.
One last thing.
No, you listen to me last thing. If the recommendation goes to a panel who does not know you will look at all of these materials. You will have an opportunity to explain how we got to this place. I am concerned on your behalf.
You shouldn't be.
I am.
I feel good.
I'm glad. And I appreciate your advocacy for yourself. I respect that. I actually do. I do not believe that your inability to acknowledge that you have been disruptive in the department will be helpful to you in that conversation.
Yeah.
The other thing I will say to you is that I really, it's your decision. You have to do, you've always done what you believed you should do.
And sure, that's, we should. That's why we are professors here.
And that's why we are human beings. I want you, though, to talk with someone in HR and understand what happens if we go through this process and what the consequences are to you if your tenure would be revoked. I want you to understand.
The last thing I should tell you, the chair came a year after this happened. Selman, I'm sorry I did this. You were right, I was wrong. And if you had gone to grievance procedure, you would have been found right for this course issue. Because of this, I'm giving you course release in coming semesters. What is this? Is this the admission of doing wrongdoing or not?
It sounds as if he said it was.
It is written. It is department email. He sent email to department.
And it's back to my point. Whether you are right or whether you have been wronged, your inability to acknowledge what has happened since then is concerning.
Of course concerning. That's why I'm here.
If you can't acknowledge that your behavior has been disruptive,
could you tell me what part of my behavior is disruptive? Please,
if you cannot identify the ways in which your emails and your other behavior in the department have caused disruption.
I beg you to show me one sentence from an email.
Well, I'm not on the panel and that's not my role. But again, I am really encouraging you before you go there, to speak with HR and understand.
HR, I talked with five times.
Do you understand the changes that have happened in this process over the last year and what the consequences are if you go to this process and you're unsuccessful?
I mean, I don't believe in threats, anybody.
This ethics. Is not a threat. I am trying to advise you. I want to make sure you know your rights.
Thank you.
This is not a threat. I would feel
no
as
problem.
If I had not been a responsible colleague to you, because I am a faculty member, if I didn't ask you to do that.
Do you believe in ethics as a provost?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe people should not lie?
I believe that all people should tell the truth.
Should not lie.
All people should tell the truth.
I rest my case.
Okay, meeting's up. I'm in here now. Thank you. Hey.
Okay.